And every Thursday morning at this time, we catch up with one of our NRL Nation commentators. He's on the line. Mark Carroll, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Hope you're well.
Oh, very well, mate. And yourself?
Yeah, going all right. Just heading into work, and it's just started pouring rain. So I hope it has no sort of implication of the game tonight, but I'm pretty sure it's going to pass.
Yeah, well, let's fingers crossed. Look, you would have got a perfect score if you hadn't gone for the Knights last weekend.
I know, because I want to come up to Newcastle. That's why I picked them.
Well, I took one of our listeners gave me a 30 start for a $5 scratchy, which I jumped on. You don't often win bets going with the Knights. Look, have you had a look at the new Allianz Stadium? It'll be, well, the first games are going to be played on it tomorrow. Have you had a look at it yet?
No, I haven't been inside. I've just been the casual person driving past here and there watching this mammoth stadium get built. But I'll tell you what, it looks fantastic. Seeing all the coverage on the news, the lights, the just all the sound effects. And it's great to have a fantastic stadium in our great state, New South Wales.
Yep, the controversial Allianz Stadium. Yep, it'll get its baptism of fire with footy over the weekend. Panthers obviously facing an anxious wait. The telly are reporting that Taylan May, it was found guilty of assault after that incident following the grand final victory. You reckon he ought to be outed, or do you think he should be playing?
Oh, it's a tough decision. I think it's up to the club. And, you know, they're so well run upstairs, as in the hierarchy, and I'm sure they'll make the right decision. I've got the answers on that one.
Yeah, okay. Look, Wallabies, they've chucked reportedly $10 million at Joseph Suaalii to swap codes. Peter Volandis has taken a bit of a swipe at Rugby Australia, suggesting Suaalii could take his mobile phone onto the field and do some social media posting while he's waiting for the for the ball to be passed to him. What do you think about this other codes trying to poach players?
Oh, they're just desperate, but I'll tell you what, if I was getting thrown $10 million, I'd be jumping at it. That game of rugby union, he'd be an absolute superstar, which he is in rugby league. But yeah, you're only in the game for a short time, Richard. You look at this, Cameron Smith in the golf. If someone throws over $100 million, you're going to say no? Are you kidding?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. All right, tonight's game, you'll be calling it along with Jimmy Smith and Tim Manor. It should be an absolutely cracker of a game. CommBank Stadium, Parramatta taking on Melbourne. Parramatta, gee, they've been in good form in the last few weeks and certainly deserve to be up there. A tough ask, though, against Melbourne. Who do you like in this one?
They've lost their 5-8, the Melbourne Storm side.
Yes.
Pretty big piece of their jigsaw puzzle, but Craig Bellamy loves being under fire, under strength, as they say, but mate, they've got clones of every player, so someone will fill in for that young man. But I think Parramatta home ground advantage, CommBank Stadium, packed house, bring it on.
Early game tomorrow, Bulldogs take on Manly. The Dogs' last win, they beat Newcastle back in round 20. And Manly, their last win was against the Knights in round 18. They all seem to beat the Knights. Both clubs looking to finish on a positive note, and obviously the return of Tevita Pangai Jr. That's a real plus for the Bulldogs, Mark.
Yeah, it is, Richard. He got punted down the reserve ground last week, and it sounds like he didn't have much of a go down there as well. So, but that's him as a player. He's going to look at his career later on in life and go, I should have had more of a go. But I just think Manly, they've had a horrid finish to the season. So they've also got some players that were leaving Manly. I think they'll want to put them out a winner, so we'll go Manly.
Okay, Roosters and South. This is going to be a ripper. It's a sold-out Allianz Stadium. Chooks without three of their star players, and Latrell's been named after having a week off to rest up, and Damien Cook out, despite talk the PM might scrap the isolation period, which they have. Should be a fantastic game tomorrow night, Mark.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic game. How lucky are these guys to christen this magnificent stadium? I just love what I'm seeing with the Roosters at the moment. There's sort of this timing they run to perfection. And I think, you hear about the way Coach Robinson talks. I can see a little bit fingerprints of the coach whisperer. I know he's around. Charles Stubbs, he's around. And thing about, he talks about one percenters, okay? But at the end of the day, you just want to play each game at its best merit. And that's what the Roosters are doing. He wants this coach, I guarantee, he wants to be the first coach to win from the bottom eight. No one's done it.
All right. The early game on Saturday, the Warriors take on the Titans. Obviously, it's a home game for New Zealand, and they haven't had too many. Hoping for a win after copping a hiding from Penrith last week, and the Gold Coast heading into the match full of confidence after coming from behind to defeat the Knights and looking for a back-to-back win. Toss of the coin this one, the Warriors and Titans?
Yeah, toss of the coin. It's come up. I'm going to go to the Warriors. I think the players have a lot to play for. We've got a new coach coming there next year. And it's like a trial game, so we'll see the Warriors at their best.
Second game on Saturday, Dragons and Broncos, and George Lucky to defeat the Tigers last week. Obviously looking for, Kevin Walters, and the Broncos have certainly run off the rails in the last few weeks. I wonder why the hell the Broncos have taken such a dive, Mark?
I think my main reason, Richard, has to be when Carrigan got done for the hip drop thing, tackle. He got punted for, 4 or 5 weeks. And it just derailed him. He was their go-forward man. He leads from the front, and I think he's playing this week, so we'll see a better performance from the Broncos. And I think the Broncos will, they'll win. They need to win this game to keep putting pressure in case there's an opportunity to play the eight.
Yeah. Saturday night, Cowboys and Panthers. North Queensland looking to bounce back after losing to the Bunnies last week. The minor premiership won by Penrith. Ivan Cleary, the luxury of resting 12 of his players. What do you think about that, resting so many players?
Oh, I love that word, luxury. They're the only club that probably can do it, mate.
But, yeah.
Unfortunately, now their New South Wales Cup side's in a semi-final with probably their next worst side in, but that's what they do as a club. That's why they are so good. I just think with the Cowboys, if they look and say, oh, we're only playing the understrength Penrith side, mate, these are really good players. And if they get beaten, they could derail their opportunity to go in with some momentum in the next few. The next week is a new competition, Richard.
Yep.
It's a new competition. So you're just going to be going in there with all sails blazed.
Early game on Sunday. It's old boys day for the Knights at McDonald Jones Stadium. Oh, look, I might add too, I've mentioned a number of times that one of the original Knights, Tony Townsend, will be farewelled from 10 o'clock this morning at McDonald Jones Stadium. There'll be a big memorial service there. So for all old boys, there'll be members of the police force there as well and many others. That's at 10 o'clock this morning. Knights, Newcastle, they've named their seventh halves pairing of the season with Phoenix Crossland partnering Adam Clean. I mean, that's been one of the big problems. Milford's out injured. I mean, they haven't had a consistent halves pairing all season. It's been chop and change. You reckon the Knights can end their season on a high?
Yeah, I hope they do. I hope they do for your loyal listeners and fans. As I said, they're the best in the game and they deserve to go out with 2 points. Sad day today for the Newcastle Knights, but every time they have an old boys, I guarantee you, the players run on the pitch, they'll feel the emotion of who's there, and I'm pretty sure they won't let them down.
Well, let's hope so. Anyway, go the Knights. And, of course, the women's game, the undefeated NRLW Knights team, they'll be taking on Parramatta, and that game kicks off at midday. The clash between the Knights and the Sharks at 2 o'clock. And the 4 o'clock game, the telly game, and the final the competition game, round 25 for the NRL, Tigers take on the Raiders. Been a dismal season for the Tigers. They've got the wooden spoon as a result, hoping to end the season on a high note, and also farewell Captain James Taumau at Leichhardt Oval. At least he gets another game, which is great. Ricky's Raiders, they've been in some pretty good form. You like the Raiders over the Tigers?
Yeah, firstly, I think he's lucky to have another game. You're taught as a kid that you got to respect your mum, your dad, and also you got to respect the referee. If he's good or bad, you got to respect him. I didn't think the respect was there. So any young kid out there, don't go swearing or yelling at a referee. He's doing a hard job. But I just think the Canberra Raiders got too much to play for, mate. They're looking really good, aren't they, leading in the eight?
Yeah, they certainly are. Look, I must ask you, Caelan Ponga and Kurt Mann have escaped sanction after the NRL's toilet cubicle video investigation. Just as an opinion, do you think they've been lucky to escape any sanction? The club haven't yet decided whether or not there'll be any penalty, but you surprised at all?
I am a little bit in some capacity, mate, but at the end of the day, it shouldn't have happened. Caelan being the captain of the club, not the side, the club, he should have been at the game, period.
Hear, hear. I agree with you on that. And look, I'll also ask you, being a Knights fan, Bevan French, who's been a bit of a try-scoring machine over in the Super League, apparently will be signing with the Knights from next season. And certainly, well, I suppose he can play as an outside back or a full back and maybe a good backup for Kalyn Ponga. Bevan French, do you know much about him?
Yeah, a little bit. He's got plenty of speed, but he's got a great little passing game as well. But I just think, you know, the Newcastle Knights got to pick up some talent, and he's one. Because you want to see Newcastle at the top of the competition, not down the bottom.
Hear, hear. All right, mate. Good calling over the weekend. Should be a cracker tonight. Looking forward to it, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Mark Spud Carroll.